But now Hughes looking to accelerate away from David Davis, who bumps into him because they ran across each other's line and threaded through towards Martin. It might come for Ipe. Left side of the box, Jordan Ipe tries to do a step over, still going Jordan Ipe, and fires it into the roof of the net against the team that he served on loan to the tail end of last season. Ipe cutting in the left side of the box. He was closed down by two players, but he managed to ride the challenge and thunders it into the roof of Dan Randolph's net. 9 minutes gone. It's Blues nil, Derby County one. Very positive run from Russell. Russell up towards the edge of the penalty area. Was he fouled? There he was fouled. It's going to be a free kick on the edge of the D, and it's going to be a yellow card as well for Gleeson. Russell and Martin standing over it. It's Martin. It's brilliant. It's superb. 16 for the season for Martin. He's thundered it into the corner of the net. Nothing they could do about that. And at the midpoint of the first half, Birmingham City face a real uphill challenge. It's Blues nil, Derby County 2. Will Hughes, infield for Ipe. Neat little layoff here. They'll attack the edge of the penalty area with the fullback. That's a great finish. That really is a splendid goal from Craig Forsyth. His first goal of the season, right-footed into the corner. And that will surely mean this is going to be Gary Rowett's first home defeat as Birmingham City manager. The goal on 77 minutes. Craig Forsyth, the scorer. Blues nil, Derby 3. Coote's heading in out of play. Is it on the near side? In fact, Grant has to play it. Oh, and it's taken a double ricochet. It breaks on the right side of the penalty area for Johnny Russell. Oh, great finish from Russell. Very tidy finish with 2 minutes to go. That's a little bit harsh on Blues. But Russell, who missed a great chance in the first half, takes that one. Grounds was unlucky on the ricochet. But Derby County really starting to enjoy themselves now. Blues nil, Derby 4, Johnny Russell.
Gary, how do you begin to sum that one up?
Yeah, disappointed in some ways. Obviously, was disappointed with the scoreline. I think that I felt 4-0 was a little bit harsh on us in little spells of the game. I mean, what we've done today is we've not been at our best in terms of on the ball. I don't think we passed the ball anywhere near as well as we have done in some of the previous home fixtures and didn't create half as much as we have done. But I think on the flip side of that, you've also come across a very, very good Derby team. I think hurting from the fact that they've not been as good in recent weeks, or certainly their results have not been as good in recent weeks. And I thought at times, you know, they broke on us and countered us and did that with some real quality and some real pace and power. And I think it's a good learning curve and a good lesson for our team. But, you know, if you want to be a top team in this division, I think that's the level that you've got to aim for.
Best team you've faced in your short time here?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think they're the best team I've seen in the Championship so far, just on that performance. You can feel when you're playing against them that they're causing you problems. And to stop it, I think you've got two choices to stop it against Derby. I know that one or two teams have gone up against them and pressed them. And at times we did that, but then they score the two goals in the second half because we're going up against them and pressing them, because they've got the ability to exploit spaces at the other end of the pitch. And if you drop off against them, they've also got the ability to pass it and create chances. So they're a very, very good side. And I think, like I said, it was a combination, I think, of us not playing quite so well and then playing really well. But little moments in the game that I was disappointed with. We've had a chance, I think, first half at 2-0 down, that maybe we should have done better. We've had a good chance. I think Grant, he's made a good save. Second half at 2-0 down, I think we've had a stonewall penalty. I've looked at the replay. It was a definite penalty. Wes Thomas gets clattered from behind on the edge of just inside the box, which I think might just change the complexion of the game, but ultimately I've got no complaints. I think we were beaten by a better and more clinical side today.
It's a constant learning curve, I suspect, for you, though.
Absolutely. Well, of course it is. I think management is in you know, per se, because over the last 2.5-3 years, we've come against some sides that the game goes against you and you end up losing heavily, and there's not really what do you do? Do you go home and like sit in a corner and start crying? You know what I mean? Or do you get on with it? You know, at the end of the day, we beat Reading 6-1 the other week, and we've not crowed about it or not made too much of an issue of it because we know how the game works. So we've got to show a little bit of mettle and show a little bit of a bounce back, and certainly look to do better against Forest. But we know it's a tough fixture again. And occasionally you've just got to go there and be as game as we have done in the previous games and hope something falls for you in the game.
Looking at it as an overall picture, there was an 8-0 defeat here to Bournemouth. Since then, obviously, you came in. Have you got the kind of results overall from the players that you were hoping for in that period of time?
Yeah, I think we've got more than the results we were hoping for, to be honest. After a game like that, you expect a real fragile confidence in the squad, and you expect to perhaps not have as much quality as you'd like or as much toughness. And I think if you look over the 8 games before today, I think we're 4th in the form chart. You know, we've got 17 points, which if you're getting more than 2 points a game is automatic promotion form in this division. So the fact that we've just lost against one of the best teams in the division, and probably very unfortunate they're not now playing in the Premier League, I think just shows how far we've come. So we've got to, again, we've got to always keep that little bit of balance about our view and not get too worried about it, and just see if we can improve the next game, because that's all we try to do, just try and work and improve and see if we can keep climbing the table steadily.